This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Groups representing teachers, superintendents, and school boards are asking state officials to cancel standardized tests this year. They released a poll today showing two-thirds of the public school parents they surveyed agree. Special ed teacher Emily Bohenick says students in her Estes Park School have been through wildfires, evacuations, and the pandemic.
The trauma that happened during that season is still very much real and alive.
Bohenick says school and district tests are sufficient to identify learning gaps. State lawmakers plan to debate a bill that would direct Colorado to ask the federal government for a testing waiver. The bodies of three backcountry skiers have been recovered from avalanche debris outside Silverton. CPR's Stina Sieg reports they haven't been airlifted because of bad weather.
Seth Bossing, Andy Jessen, and Adam Palmer were skiing in a group of seven Monday when the slide buried them and one other skier. The rest of their group was able to dig out that other skier, who only had minor injuries. The bodies were found Wednesday, but the Ophir Pass area remains closed until the recovery effort is complete. The deceased were well known in their town of Eagle, and all worked in city or county government. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Still windy in the Denver area, 34 degrees. It's 41 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.